Nolte, Joe Biden blamed for funding attack on Israel by paying Iran $6 billion. By John Nolte on October 7, 2023. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is facing justifiable fury over his likely role in the appalling attack on Israel that began Saturday. As Newsweek reported, Canadian journalist Daniel Boardman wrote on X that, after Biden allowed the money to be released to Iran, now Hamas, one of the terrorist proxies they brag openly about funding, is launching a sophisticated and expensive attack on Israel. Foreign Policy Matters. Brian Elieb, executive director of the group Case Pack, Combating Anti-Semitism Everywhere, wrote that the carnage that's unfolding in hashtag Israel right now is a direct result of what happens when Joe Biden emboldens Iran. Hashtag Hamas would not be able to be operated if not for the dollar from Tehran. Right-wing broadcaster Mark Levin criticized Biden's appeasement of the Palestinian terrorists, adding that the transfer of $6 billion to the Iranian terror state, which arms these terrorists, contributed to this. Jake Wallace Simons, editor of the Jewish Chronicle, added, Hamas is being funded and equipped by Tehran, which the U.S. has been appeasing and enabling in recent months, as billions of dollars have flowed into the regime's coffers. Republican Florida governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis also weighed in, saying, Israel is now under attack by Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists. Iran has helped fund this war against Israel, and Joe Biden's policies that have gone easy on Iran have helped fill their coffers. The following logic is not difficult to comprehend. The terrorist state of Iran kidnaps five Americans. Biden then chooses the anniversary of September 11, 2023, to pay the terrorist state of Iran a ransom of $6 billion. This ransom payment comes in the form of releasing $6 billion in assets seized from Iran. So, Iran now has $6 billion it didn't have before, and Iran funds Hamas. And now, less than 4 weeks after Joe Biden paid that $6 billion, Hamas is flush with enough resources to launch an unprecedented attack on Israel. This would be like President Franklin D. Roosevelt handing the 1939 equivalent of $6 billion to Hitler 3 weeks before Hitler invaded Poland. Watch, Iranian president, we'll spend money from prisoner swap how we want. More. The militant Hamas rulers of the Gaza Strip have carried out an unprecedented multi-front attack on Israel, firing thousands of rockets as dozens of Hamas fighters infiltrated the heavily fortified border in several locations and catching the country off guard on a major holiday. Israel says at least 40 people have died. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared Israel was at war and called for a mass mobilization of army reserves. The invasion revived memories of the 1973 war practically 50 years to the day. And that's not even the worst of it. Social media is alive with videos that purport to show Hamas terrorists murdering and kidnapping Israeli civilians. This is a horror show that will likely make 1973 look like a skirmish. The corporate media is already doing what it always does when Israel is attacked. Blame Israel and protect Democrats, specifically Biden, by framing every criticism as Republicans' pounce. Somehow, the media will blame former President Donald Trump, even though, under his administration, peace was breaking out all over the Middle East. Pray for Israel. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.